If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number 4. Hour 4, the radio show. Is Aaron Judge running like the Dickens to the West Coast? Is it true he's about to leave the Yankees? Why are people struggling to believe that Aaron Judge would consider life without the Yankees? What are the chances that Aaron Judge signs with the Giants? That's the big rumor. And how much does Aaron Judge move the needle? How much does Judge move the needle? We'll talk about all that and more right now in hour number 4. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Here it is. It is a judgment situation. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. They just keep coming one after another of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, side by side, as we are a thorn in the flesh, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and abundantly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from a vine, the grapevine. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. As there was the Thursday night game a few hours back last night, and the New England Patriots taking on the chin. Mac Jones getting into a screaming match on the sidelines. Drama-o-rama, as Mac Jones looks like he's a guy that's trying to pretend to be an NFL quarterback against the Buffalo Bills, who were without Von Miller and had a couple players out of the lineup, and it didn't matter after the first quarter. From the second quarter to the end of the game, it was a disaster. And absolutely, maybe Mac will have a higher calling to go work at Taco Bell or something. I don't know. But anyway, we'll get back to that later. There are other fish to fry. This hour, our lead comes from baseball. It's coming up big week. The winter meetings are right around the corner, the Hot Stove League. And we'll get back to the NFL later. Calm down. But let's chat for a few good minutes about Hardball, because there is a story percolating that is getting our attention. We're calling it whale watching. The biggest whale in the free agency ocean about to choose where they're going to go. Will they be harpooned? We'll find out. Dot, dot, dot. Now, if you've not heard the latest, and possibly not, we have learned that the Aaron Judge sweepstakes are down to two. Two teams. That's it. If you believe the speculation machine, those two teams are the Giants and the Yankees. That's it. Now, with that as the backdrop, at least one big league executive can't imagine a world where Aaron Judge would ever think about leaving the Yankees. Right? Why would you do that? Right? Play in San Francisco on the West Coast? What's wrong with you? According to the New York Post, the unnamed executive said he's going to leave the greatest market to go across the country to a team where it's hard to hit homers? Question mark. Come on. Close quote. All right, so let's discuss the question, why are people struggling to believe that Aaron Judge would consider leaving the Yankees to go play for the Giants? So I've got Turnpike, Jambalaya, and Fool's Gold. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we'll put them in the pot, and we'll see what pops up. We'll see what we make in that pot when it's all done. So to lead off here, the reason that many in the baseball media think there is no chance that Judge actually has the cojones, the machismo, to leave the Pinstripers, it's the swagger of the Big Apple. The media dopes are convinced that Aaron Judge is bluffing, that his agent is just floating this out there, trying to get more money out of the Yankees. And we'll find out whether or not that's true in the end. Ultimately, the decision is going to be happening sooner than later. But the media types, they have such a sense of superiority that they're so much better, right? Because, you know, the Yankees and all that nonsense, that there's no way on God's green earth you turn down the Pinstripes. You can't do that. New York City, Broadway, the mecca of baseball, the house that Ruth built, even though that's a new stadium. Blasphemy to even whisper such dribble. Why waste your saliva on such nonsense? Wash your mouth out with soap and water. And these are people living in a bubble, recklessly driving down the Jersey Turnpike, blinded by hubris. The ballpark argument is absurd. Okay, it's absurd. If Aaron Judge was the size of Albuve, that would be one thing. Aaron Judge is Paul Bunyan. He's a bleeping lumberjack. Yankee Stadium. Now, it is a pinball machine, Yankee Stadium. No question about that. It's a fun zone. It's a fun zone at the carnival. But it wouldn't matter if you're Aaron Judge. It matters if you're a little pipsqueak. Aaron Judge is built like the abominable snowman. Have you ever been out of the game he's played in? I've seen him play a few times in person. It's insane. Like, all baseball players are little. They're small. They're tiny guys. They're fun size. They're Oompa Loompas. And then Aaron Judge, this tower, big and burly. If he ends up taking the plunge, and we're not quite at that point, but if he ends up taking the plunge at Oracle Park, he's still going to be hitting tape measure homers. You think that he can't hit the ball in a marine layer into McCovey Cove and the pigeons out there and those guys with the headphones on listening to the radio on their kayaks aren't going to be able to get the balls that Judge hits? One of the other arguments that I've heard is that, you know, the Yankees are not going to allow Aaron Judge to leave. And I don't understand this argument. Maybe you can explain to me. Like, they don't have any control unless there's some kind of Svengali effect in play here. There's no control. Aaron Judge is free to roam around Major League Baseball. Or for that matter, if he wants to sign in Tijuana, he can go to the Mexican League. If he wants to go to Korea, he can go there. If he wants to go to Japan, he's free to go anywhere. But what are the chances that Aaron Judge does actually do it, that he signs with the Giants? So I believe they are better than the myopic New York media and some of these national baseball writers believe. So the Mallard odds, which are not the Vegas odds, the Mallard odds I have San Francisco as a slight favorite now at minus 150. So I have them as a slight favorite as a minus 150, and that the judges' chambers will go from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and this is going to happen. The Giants, from what I was told this the other day, that the Giants have, through back channels, this is the guy they had their eye on. From the moment the Yankees didn't give Judge a contract before last season, the Giants had a bullseye on Judge, and they let it be known in back channels that if Judge does end up waiting to free agency, they would really love to throw the riches of Solomon his direction. So that doesn't mean that he's going to go there, but in the past, we know that Kawhi Leonard, when he was in Toronto in the NBA, the Clippers, they had a full-on assault for over a year, and it paid off with Kawhi coming to the Clippers so he could be hurt the entire time he's been with the Clippers. But as far as Aaron Judge goes, what are some of the reasons you would leave the Bronx Bombers? So I've got A, B, and C. A, we'll start with the obvious, Mama's Jambalaya, right? Home cooking. His family lives a couple hours away from the Giants ballpark, so within somewhat reasonable driving distance. Your B, California dreaming, West Coast, laid back, Aaron Judge. He doesn't seem like a New York guy to me. He's not in the tabloids all the time. He's a pretty private guy, pretty reserved guy. You've got also C, vengeance. Did the Yankees do him dirty? They didn't do him dirty, but the Yankees didn't believe Aaron Judge was somebody they wanted to bet on before last season. Now, I agree with the Yankees' decision, but if you're on the other side of the aisle, if you're Aaron Judge, it's offensive, right? Oh, my God, my sensibilities have been offended. You didn't believe in me? How dare you? You wanted to move along. What's wrong with you? Right. So that's an issue. Also, the fan thing, the Yankee fans booing him, I don't think that's a whole big deal. Because if you play bad anywhere, they're going to boo you in the playoffs. That's just the way life is. I don't know a city in the world, this little blue marble, in any sport where if it's a postseason game and you take a ride on the vomit comet, that the fan base is not going to boo you. And it's going to be loud anywhere. Whether you're in Milwaukee, San Francisco, Seattle, you name it. Aaron Rodgers got booed in Green Bay at the hallowed Lambeau Field because he stunk up the joint. That's what happens. All right, now I'll add in a bonus, a plus one. And that would be the 401k. Because it's very level. California and New York both pillage taxpayers. So it's not like you're getting a better deal. It's not like there's a team in Florida or a team in Texas here where financially you'd make millions of dollars more to do the same work because of the taxes. No, you're going to get bent over in New York or California and pickpocketed. That's how that works. So we are not alone in thinking that the Giants have the lead in this neck-and-neck two-horse race. Our friend Andrea, the sports sorceress in the Bay, pointing this out. But the wise guys, the gambling market, which we always said is a great indicator of how these things are going to turn out. They're not always right, but they actually have some skin in the game. In fact, they've got a bunch of dead presidents in the game, so it's in their best interest to have their ear to the ground and find out what's going to happen. For example, I aforementioned, we talked about Kawhi Leonard. The rumor before the signing was he was going to go, a couple years ago, he was going to go to the Lakers. And then at the very last minute, it was the Clippers because somebody said something and he went where the gambling market said he was going to go. Again, they're not always right. They're not always right. But the offshore gambling houses have shifted the Gigantes as the favorite over the incumbent Yankees. And again, there's nobody else. The Dodgers are off the list. Cardinals, Rangers, everyone else is off the list. All right, parting shot. How much does Aaron Judge move the needle, right? How much does he move the needle? So that question is complicated because on one hand, from a business standpoint, wonderful, right? He's got the stardust. He's the biblically larger-than-life slugger, must-see TV, the guy that you would buy tickets to watch bat four times a game. You don't run out to grab nachos and a beer when Judge is about to come up. So from that standpoint, good box office, good for TV ratings. And it also, when you sign a guy like Aaron Judge, it shows your constituents that you're trying to be good. You're trying to win. And Giants sucked this last year. They overachieved 2 years ago. They came back crashing down this last year. So on the other hand, baseball, and this is the quagmire, because baseball is not a sport where stars shift the power. That thinking is fool's gold. It's make-believe. And my evidence on that, that stars don't matter in baseball, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. I mean, these are two of the biggest stars in baseball, and the Angels blow chunks every year. Every year. And the reason, we've talked about this from time to time, that baseball is a weak link sport in the big leagues, meaning that the bit players, the auxiliary players, have as much to do with wins and losses as the most important players. Unlike the NBA, where you got to have the superstar. And in many respects, football, although also in football, you can have the stars, but if you don't have the good offensive line, you don't have the players that do the grunt work, it's a problem. But in baseball in particular, by its rule, the very nature, it spreads around opportunity uniformly, and it's a blessing and a curse. Like, for example, if the Giants sign Aaron Judge, and man, is he good. Let's say he hits 58 home runs for the Giants. It's great. But the problem with that, he only hits one time through the lineup. So at the end of an NBA game, if you have Jason Tatum, you can finagle your offense if you're the Celtics, where Jason Tatum gets the ball in his hands and takes the last shot or the last 10 shots if you want. But in baseball, as we know, Aaron Judge, he can get hemorrhoids sitting on the bench waiting for his next turn at home plate. If you're down by a run in the ninth inning and he's due up ninth or eighth, well, good luck. Good luck on that. And the other issue is the Komodo dragon in the room, that Aaron Judge has been a patently horrible primetime player, that he just stinks in the postseason, that he twists himself into a corkscrew in big spots, that you can pitch to him. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. This portion of the radio program made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. And again, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox, the number 877-996-6369. If you'd like to be part of the festivities, they're calling this guy the Barry Bonds of social media, and for good reason. We have that. Also, the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We'll go there as well, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro. Pairs well with anything. Pro. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth by following the big guy on Twitter at Ben Maller. You can also follow our technical producer. His name is Roberto Flores. He is on that social media platform at Raider underscore Rob 24. You may hear your witty content on the program. Continue to tweet. We heard from Sir Scratchoff, and as we send it back to the TireRack.com studios with Ben Maller. That Sir Scratchoff video looked just like a typical Maller monologue.
That's all you got? That's it?
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. I saw you tweeted out. This is from Brian's burner account. Fergdog says, Yankee fans will get over losing Aaron Judge far sooner than the Maller crew gets over losing Finley. What a week.
An unforgettable week, so many blessings, and so many nice things were said to me on social media. I feel so loved by the Maller Militia. Not prickly are the Maller Militia. They all have one warm, kind-hearted feeling of just connection with them. That's how I feel.
Are you done? I just imagine Fergdog, all week Fergdog's had his pants around his ankles. He's so excited you're here. You know, it's amazing. It is. I mean, it's like his dream come true.
He might be the most outspoken of the Finley fanatics, but there are a lot, and some of them are afraid to speak up because of the criticism and the troll jobs from others in the Maller Militia, but they are out there.
Well, Fergdog didn't show up. We had a Maller meet and greet. He didn't show up. He said he had a one-on-one meeting with you at Chuck E. Cheese, is what he said.
Yeah, that's because I didn't get invited to that meetup either. So
Well, anyone rebelling. Was invited. You could have shown up. That was back when Eddie worked on the show back then. Big Panda writes and he says, great monologue on Judge, or at least that's what I would have said if Major League Baseball wasn't on my S list. He says, F Manfred, F Altuve, F the Astros. Bubba the Dude, you got to take a guy named Bubba the Dude seriously. He says, hey, Maller, it's amazing that we are at the point that a $200 million offer is considered an insult in baseball. The Yankees offered Aaron Judge a contract of over $200 million at the beginning of last season. Now, I'm right there with you, Bubba. It's wild. It's craziness, man. It's like, I think, and just in my lifetime, I remember when Kirby Puckett, of all people, was the highest paid player in baseball as a kid, and it was the Twins. And it's like, oh, man, Kirby Puckett. And then and it's, to go from that point to now, it's great. If you're a baseball player, it's wonderful. And not even a global pandemic can slow this down. I thought for years my theory had always been, well, if there's a big global event and people can't be going to games and stuff like that, well, that'll screw with the money structure. But it hasn't. It's wild. There's nothing that can stop this at this point. All right, let's go to the phones and we'll say hello to Spin Cycle Regina in the Twin Cities. Hello, Regina. Welcome.
Hello, my Ben. How are you?
Well, I've been dealing with Brian Finley all week, so I might need some time so off sorry. Here next week. I don't know. But anyway, here
where's
we are.
Where's my Jacob Garcia?
Well, Eddie's decided that working radio updates is too hard. He's decided he needs some time away.
Oh, I need my Jacob Garcia.
I know. It's very emotional. I know. It's shocking. Turn of events. So. But the good news is he's able to attend every Chargers game now. So that's the good news. Home and road.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you have planned for the next holiday.
Oh, you're asking my holiday? Oh, what are you asking exactly? Where I will be for the holidays? What I will be doing for the holidays? What are you looking?
I would like you and your wife and family to come to a Vikings game in Minnesota in the Frozen Tundra that I am unfortunately having to live in. Yes, please.
Huh? Oh, so you invited me to a Viking game. I got you. Like a home game for the Vikings. Yeah, I don't know. I might have to do a Twins game. I might have to see a Twins game.
Yeah.
How about that? I don't think I want to see a Timberwolves game. I don't like the way they're going. I don't think I want to see
no that. Timberwolves. No.
Maybe a hockey game. I can see a wild matchup.
Oh, well, they're not so bad. It's kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I talked to Hollering James earlier, Regina. We've got to get a throne for James when we have the meet and greet, so he can be like the king on the throne, and he can like sit above everyone, and we can all genuflect the Hollering James.
So, yes, and so something I need to bring up is that scratch off. I was on the phone when scratch off was on, like, probably a couple of weeks ago, and he did not mention me at all that I was one of his persons that he might have wanted to talk to. And I was so hurt by that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, there's scripture. Why aren't you mentioning me?
Yeah, I know. I feel like this is a personal conference. Have you seen the latest video? I'm shocked. Justin sent me this video that Sir Scratchoff did. I sent it to Coop and Roberto to make sure they saw it. And he's singing with his shirt off. He's wearing.
Oh no!
Yeah, he's wearing. No. He's wearing a hat and sunglasses. He's inside. Pretty wild, man. Pretty wild that Ferg dog. Yeah, he's quite the character. I'm worried if I come to Minnesota, he might drive up. He might drive up from Arkansas. We might have to deal with Ferg dog.
Yeah. Oh, too funny.
All right. All right, Regina, thanks for checking in, Regina. Be good. Hopefully you get everything settled away there. My friend Spin Cycle, Regina. Alf the Alien Opiner writes in, says, thank God this week is over. Now Ferg Dog and Finley can go on their honeymoon. So, yeah. Are you going to be like Dave Roberts? I saw somebody sent me that story. You see the story, Roberto, that very dramatically it was reported that since Dave Roberts lives in San Diego, right after the Dodgers were eliminated by the Padres, he went on a transcontinental flight to London because he didn't want to be in San Diego when the Padres were celebrating their fans.
I liked him in that spot. I really did.
Screw Dave Roberts.
Yeah. London. Left the country in shame. You know how you're escaping a war zone and you leave in shame? You've lost power? Well, yeah. Aye, aye, aye.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now get it back to a man who just is fresh off the throne, a man who always backs into parking spots. It's Ben Maller.
That is true. That's to get a quick getaway. It's a very masculine move that I love backing into parking places.
Yeah, but that also says something else about you.
That I might have to escape. In an emergency, I am prepared. I am in a better position. Backing, Roberto, you like to back into your space every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
You feel more like a man when you back
more
into
masculine.
Your space, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Finley's announcing he's feminine, is what he's announcing. But nothing wrong with that, Finley.
No, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. It's very annoying.
You were trying to shame me for backing into my space. But I'm a great parker. Ever since the backup cam, I'm a great parker. And, yeah, that's it.
Are you still driving that Lincoln Town Car around?
Yes. Yes, I am. All right. Hey, listen, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM, every Saturday and Sunday morning. So coming up tomorrow and Sunday there, 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as we take you live. You're looking live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app presented by BetGM. I love that there's a cough button, by the way. I love that Musburger, I had Musburger on my podcast, and he explained the reason he did that, you're looking live, on CBS back in the day, was to alert gamblers, because they, if it was bad weather, and back in those days before the internet, back in the Stone Age in the 70s, Musburger would be on TV there, and he let the gambling community know, hey, that you're looking live at Soldier Field if there was a shot of snow, because sometimes they'd put B-roll on there and the weather wouldn't be bad, but it was actually bad weather. So it's a random fun fact. I just want to mention this real quick. I had not heard of this guy. I looked him up on the internet, and he's got a lot of followers. He's the Barry Bonds of social media. Have anybody on the show heard of the Liver King? Anybody know who this guy is?
I had not heard about him until this recent stuff going on with that guy.
Yeah, so there are some emails. This guy's an online influencer. He's got a YouTube channel. He sells a bunch of supposedly healthy vitamins and whatnot, and the guy's ripped, but it turns out he's a total fraud. He's built by steroids. And a bunch of emails expose the guy. He spends $12,000 a month on pharmaceutical HGH, three injections per day. But he's been promoting this holistic lifestyle and eating raw meat on YouTube. And it's like he's making it seem like he looks this way just by working out and eating these weird foods. He's a total shyster. A total grifter. It's wild. So Anyway, say hello to Dick and Dayton. Hey, Dick and Dayton, can you make this quick, Dick? How you doing, Dick and Dayton?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I got to talk to the Red Zone last night, and I'm kind of excited about Watson playing, you know. And also, I had a gig yesterday, but everything's going good. I wanted to say hello today.
Well, you're back on the Watson bandwagon. I thought you were against Deshaun Watson.
No,
but
I'm going to give him a chance, you know. Okay. I'll give him a chance.
You
give him a massage.
Would you allow him to – would you massage him if he asked for that?
No,
you would not. There are limits. There are limits.
Yeah.
Would you buy a Deshaun Watson jersey if the Browns get to the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Have a great week. We'll talk more next week, Dick. Thank you, buddy. All right,
you're welcome.
You
bye-bye.
All right, there you go.
Dick won't be denied.
All right, I'm going to let Marcel introduce Koopaloop. Marcel, go ahead there. Marcel in Brooklyn, can you be my announcer guy and welcome in the Koopaloop?
Well, absolutely there, Ben. Happy Friday, y'all. T-22 till Christmas. Hooray for Hollywood. And the Coop Scoop on Entertainment starts right now. Have yourself a great weekend. Let's do food picks on Monday. I promise.
Okay, we'll do it on Monday.
Beep, potato, gook.
All right, here we go. The Coop Scoop. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. The Coopaloop, Justin Coop.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off in the theaters. Premiering this weekend. It's already in theaters right now. It's a new holiday movie, but this one actually looks pretty interesting. I'm going to check it out. It's called Violent Night. And
that sounds like a family movie.
No, not really. It's rated R. It stars David Harbour of Stranger Things fame. John Leguizamo is also in the movie. And basically, a group of mercenaries breaks into a family compound on Christmas Eve, takes everybody hostage inside, and then who comes to the rescue other than Santa Claus?
Oh, nice.
Yes, kicking ass and taking names.
Santa's got your back.
Yes.
Santa's got your back.
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool. A little gory horror, comedy.
Well, he lives with a bunch of elves on the North Pole. He's a lonely man. Come on.
Yeah, so... I'm going to check that out in theaters. Now, I want to go back to something on Netflix. It's on Netflix right now, and it actually came out a few weeks ago. I missed it when it first came out on Coop Scoop, and then, of course, last week we weren't here. It is a documentary, Ben, and I think you might like this one. I've watched it. Roberto's watched it. It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay.
Yes, right. It's got great reviews, and basically, I'll give you the premise here. So, in the mid-1990s, Pepsi had an ad campaign that you might remember. It was Drink Pepsi, Get Stuff, and you got, Pepsi points, and you could, there was a catalog, and you could redeem your points for, sunglasses or a shirt or a jacket or whatnot. But one of the commercials that they had, at the end of the commercial, as a joke... It had, the kid that had all the Pepsi gear on, and then he showed up to school in a Harrier jet. And it said on the commercial, Harrier jet, 7 million Pepsi points. But there was no disclaimer on the commercial.
Yeah.
So the kid found a way to get the 7 million Pepsi points, and he wanted his jet.
Oh, yes. Okay. What is that on?
That's on Netflix.
I'm watching that.
It's done.
I'm in. Yeah, I love that. Sounds good. Have you guys seen it yet?
Yes. Oh, it's great.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that on Saturday. Maybe later today. I'll watch.
Nice. Great. Yeah. So that is on Netflix. If you haven't seen it already, check that out. And then another documentary available right now on HBO. It premiered Thursday night at 10 p.m. It's called Branson, and this is a four-part miniseries on Richard Branson, the billionaire that is behind
Virgin. Right?
Yes, Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Galactic, and all the.
He
all
is
the
not
different...
a virgin, from what I understand.
I don't believe so.
Hell no.
I was interested in the documentary. I looked it up real quick. The name Virgin came from when he started the record company. Him and the guys that started it had never really been in that field
that
before.
World? Yeah.
So they were virgins in that field, and that's how they came up with that name. But you can find out a lot more about him and all the crazy stuff that he does.
One of the reasons people go into music, if they are virgins, is to solve that problem. yes, you're good at music. Generally, that leads to some really fun times.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
That amazingly, not overnight sports radio. I can't believe that that does not have the same.
No, no, it does not.
No.
But luckily, I found my fiance through other means.
Yes, as did I. As
did. on Sunday night, or no, excuse me. On Monday night
Monday,
on HBO,
Monday,
9 p.m., Monday. Is the third and final season of the fantasy series, His Dark Materials. 8-episode, third and final season, and it will come out with 2 episodes each Monday. That is on HBO at 9 p.m. on Monday. And then lastly, I've got one more documentary for you. This one is available, let's see, today. It's on right now on Netflix, and it's called Senior. And it is a profile of filmmaker Robert Downey Sr., which I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm too young to really like. I know Robert Downey Jr., but I know nothing about his dad. But I guess if you want to find out, that is on Netflix right now. It's actually got pretty good reviews. And cool. That is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you for that, Coopaloop, as your entertainment needs. I will be watching that documentary. Sounds right in my wheelhouse. I'm old. I like documentaries. I am going to be watching the Pac-12 championship game, though, on Friday night. That's
will you wake up at 7 a.m. to watch the U.S. take on the Netherlands?
No, I'm a bad American. I will be sleeping. You going to be up for that? Is that, what is it, today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
No, I'm not waking up that early, our time on the West Coast.
Well, I'm definitely not waking up that early, but I'm debating just staying awake. Ah!
What, are you going to hang out with Jed who fled and get some of his goodies?
Well, look, I mean, I just normally, our normal schedule, I go to sleep around 6 a.m., so it's only just a few more hours.
I go to bed even later usually than that during the week, but I don't.
You change your schedule on the weekends?
A little bit. No, I got to change it.
I go to sleep like around 1 the latest.
Oh, that's wild.
I don't go to bed at 1, but I'm up. I try to cut back a few hours. So anyway. All right. Yeah, thank you. Otherwise, I don't see any sunlight. Bit of a problem. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and we will press. Are we good, Roberto? We not?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. All right, very good. We will have, I need some contestants, Balderdash. Benny's Balderdash. We'll get to that. We'll do it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook, a fun zone for all of us, and you can chat with other P1s. It's free and it's easy. Simply like our Ben Maller Show page on Facebook. And as we bounce it back to the TireRack.com studios, Ben, thanks again for the nice text, the winky face, and the compliments on the week. Back to you.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you next week. You'll be trying out again next week. I just saw the schedule, so looking forward to that. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! And here we go on Balderdash. Let's welcome in our defending champion from the Bay Area, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, good morning, Ben. Good morning, America.
All right, you're ready to go here.
Yep.
Now, Roberto, pick door number 1 or number 2 for Andrew's opponent.
Number 1.
All right. Well, you've picked DJ in Anchorage. Hello, DJ.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How's everything in Anchorage?
Cold.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. What time? It's earlier, though, right? What time is it there?
It's almost 2 a.m.
Almost 2 a.m. All right. Very good. Well, and what do you do in Anchorage, DJ?
I actually work on the North Slope where the oil fields are.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, well, I'm glad you're listening to the show. Here we go. Let's do it, DJ and Andrew. The categories are give me those digits and shut them down. What do you want, Andrew?
Give me those digits.
All right. I'll tell you the player. Tell me the number they wore, the jersey number they wore or wear. For $200, the NFL's Patrick Mahomes.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Patrick Mahomes wears number 15.
That is correct. $200. All right, give me them digits. I'll tell you the player. Tell me the number that they're known to wear from the NBA, old school, from the Boston Celtics and others. Robert Parrish.
Andrew. Robert Parrish wears 00.
Oh, wow, Andrew. That's pretty good knowledge there. $600. He was a star for the Houston Rockets. Ralph Sampson.
I'm going to take a guess. Andrew.
Yeah.
Number 50.
Oh, my God, Andrew. This is unbelievable. DJ, can you believe this guy, Andrew? What's going on with this guy? It's ridiculous. Who has time to remember these numbers? All right, $800. Here we go. I'll name the player. Tell me the number. Old school Washington Redskin, John Riggins.
DJ.
44. Oh, look at that, DJ. You're showing your age, but you got it right. And $1,000 here, just like that. DJ's back in the game. $1,000. I name the player. Tell me the number they were known for. Mark the Bird Fidrich from baseball. Anybody? That's going back 50 years. No? All right. It was number 20. All right. Shut him down. The category. These athletes have all won a Defensive Player of the Year or a Gold Glove. $200. This linebacker still needs two more Defensive Player of the Year awards to match his brother, but an injury derailed his chances this season.
DJ. Anybody?
All right, DJ.
I was going to say Jones from Arizona. I apologize.
That's all right. I forgive
we're
you.
We're out of time.
We're out of time. It's TJ Watt. Well, surprisingly, DJ, you were competitive right there, but Andrew ends up ahead. Thank you. There it is. Andrew wins again. Get back to the oil fields.
Got a murder. Got to go.
I've nowhere to go.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.